Action Center.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Uncertainty growing after U.S. tariffs on all steel and aluminum imports kicked in, leading to U.S. allies, along with China, to issue retaliatory hikes. The trade war weighing on the economy, along with a looming government shutdown deadline. That's this Friday. The House passed a bill to extend funding, but it still needs Senate approval. Democrats today say they will not get behind the bill due to funding cuts to key programs. ABC News political director Avery Harper has more.
The overall cuts to spend across the federal government. There are also issues that Democrats have with spending on health care, the possibility that it could affect health care access for those who are using the program Medicaid. But there's also this overarching concern that Congress is ceding power and the power of the purse to President Trump and Elon Musk.
On Wall Street, stocks ending mixed, making up for some of the losses this week due to positive data showing inflation is cooling. This is ABC News. Mideast envoy Steve Witkoff hoping to get a breakthrough in stalled talks to continue the Gaza ceasefire. He's in Qatar today hoping to advance a deal that would secure the release of all living hostages.
President Trump's Mideast envoy joining day two of the Gaza ceasefire talks in Doha. Steve Witkoff reportedly working to extend the ceasefire for another 60 days. Hamas would free at least 10 living hostages, including American Edan Alexander. Israel would release hundreds of Palestinian prisoners and lift its ban on humanitarian aid to Gaza. Witkoff's biggest challenge will be getting Hamas on board. Jordana Miller, ABC News, Jerusalem.
Severe storms threatening the West Coast tonight. Heavy rains could lead to flooding and debris runoff for those burn-scarred areas of Los Angeles County still trying to recover after January's wildfires. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Fuller's Milker Center, LLC, Lancaster and Richland Center is your GIA dealer. See Fuller's for quality route service, milk time checks, and inflation maintenance. Visit fullersmilkercenter.com.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO's Evening News Today is sponsored by Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. Tonight, cooling down to a low of around 30, light winds, clear skies, and then Thursday, another beautiful day, mostly sunny and highs in the mid-60s. With at 3 minutes after 5 o'clock, it is 58 degrees.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 5, reputation. Pine Valley is a 5-star facility. It has served Richland County residents for over 140 years with exceptional care and now has a new facility to complement this great care. Reputation, one more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The Trump administration is threatening UW-Madison over protest about the war in Palestine. Civic Media's Savannah Tome Olson has more.
The Department of Education, now led by Linda McMahon, sent letters to 60 universities across the country, accusing them of violating Title VI of the Civil Rights Act. Title VI requires that any organization receiving federal funds bans discrimination based on race, color, or national origin. And the letter threatens, quote, potential enforcement action, end quote, but wasn't more specific than that. Trump and his surrogates have said they would crack down on what they call anti-Semitism on campus, saying the schools failed to protect Jewish students and faculty. Last year, UW-Madison students camped out as a protest against the war in Gaza, and that movement ended when police broke up the demonstration. Protesters, both students and faculty and police, were hurt. Now, these letters may be just the start because we're already seeing what can happen next. Last week, the Trump administration canceled $400 million in federal funding to Columbia University over students' pro-Palestine protests. And on top of that, ICE officers are detaining a Columbia graduate named Mahmoud Khalil, who helped organize the protest there. Even though he's a permanent resident, which is a step above a green card, it means you're allowed to live in the U.S. indefinitely. The administration is now trying to deport him. He has not been charged with a crime. President Trump posted on social media that his deportation will be, quote, the first of many.
If you work with cows or poultry, stay healthy from bird flu. The H5N1 bird flu viruses have been spreading among dairy cows in the U.S. The virus has also been found in poultry flocks, wild birds, and some mammals, including cats. Human infections so far have been sporadic and can range from mild to severe. Signs and symptoms vary and can include red and irritated eyes, fever or cough, or lung infections such as pneumonia. When you go to the doctor with any of these symptoms, be sure to tell them if you work with cows or poultry or have had contact with sick or dead animals. American Family Children's Hospital is expanding. The expansion includes 24 new intensive care beds on the hospital's vacant sixth floor, 14 for medical surgical pediatric care, and 10 for cardiac intensive care. Hospital President Nikki Stafford says that's essential to enable the hospital to meet the needs of children with the most critical and complex medical needs. In 2023, UW Health Kids had to turn away more than 100 children from the hospital because there weren't enough beds. The expansion will bring the total bed count at American Family Children's to 131. The projected $33 million cost will be paid for through donations. Construction is set to begin in 2026 and is expected to take 17 months. The Federal Trade Commission reports that just over $106 million came from more than 30,000 fraud reports last year, with the average loss being $357. Imposter scams were the most reported category of fraud, followed by identity theft, credit bureaus and information furnishers, online shopping and negative reviews, and banks and lenders. Nationally, consumers reported losing more than $12.5 billion to fraud in 2024, a 25% increase from $10 billion in 2023. A report released last week from the Wisconsin National Guard shows an increase in reports of sexual assault. However, this doesn't necessarily mean that there are more assaults happening. The Wing report acknowledges that sexual assault is often underreported. They believe the increase in reporting shows an increase in trust of the Wing's sexual assault prevention and response program. This increase could also show a cultural shift within Wing. These changes have come about after reports more than 5 years ago showed the Guard was violating state and federal law with botched investigations and retaliation against those who spoke up. Senator Tammy Baldwin and Governor Tony Evers called for a review of Guard procedures in March of 2019. The Guard is now required to submit an annual report on sexual assault and harassment within the Wisconsin National Guard and have a public hearing on the report. Vernon County Sheriff Roy Torgerson reports two arrests made in conjunction with what appears to be an intentional damage to property incident in the rural Chaseburg-Stoddard area. On Tuesday afternoon at approximately 3:15, the Sheriff's Office 911 Dispatch Center was notified that two people were actively destroying property at the St. Peter's Lutheran Church on County Road K in the town of Hamburg. Once confronted by the witness who called the Sheriff's Office, both individuals fled the area in a vehicle. The witness provided the 911 dispatcher with a description of the vehicle, and that information was relayed to the responding officers. At approximately 4:20, a state trooper saw a vehicle consistent with the description given by the witness on County Road KO near the intersection of Lewandowski Lane, about 9 miles from the crime scene. However, there were no license plates on the vehicle that the trooper located. The trooper stopped the vehicle and the investigation continued. One individual was identified as Emmett Price Rathert, 22, of La Crosse. The other occupant identified herself as Kyatt Lynn O, 22, of St. Paul, Minnesota, but her identity is still being confirmed. Both were taken into custody and transported to the Sheriff's Office Detention Center. Through further investigation, it was determined that the Wisconsin license plates had been removed shortly after the vehicle fled the scene. If you have information on the current location of the license plates, Wisconsin ACT 7066, please call the Sheriff's Office at 608-637-2123. University of Wisconsin-Madison Division of Extension Women in Ag Programming will host I'm a Farmer Too. Women are a key aspect of the agriculture industry and are responsible for many facets of the farm. This program is geared toward women and the many hats they wear in the agricultural industry. Topics for the day center around exploring diversified revenue streams, such as agritourism and locally grown product marketing. Presenters and topics include Diversified Revenue Streams by Stephanie Plaster, UW Extension Agriculture Business Development Statewide Outreach Specialist, Farm Biosecurity by Jackie McCarville, UW Extension Regional Dairy Educator for Grant, Green, Iowa, and Lafayette Counties, On-Farm Classes by Kim Kester, UW Extension Regional Livestock Educator for Grant, Green, Iowa, and Lafayette Counties, Diversified Crops by Jordan Sattler, UW Extension Regional Crops and Soils Educator for Grant, Green, Iowa, and Lafayette Counties, and Flower Farms by Sally Retch, Retch Family Gardens. The event will be hosted Thursday, March 20th at the Iowa County Fairgrounds in Mineral Point. RSVP by Thursday, March 13th by calling the Lafayette County UW Extension Office at 608-776-4820. The cost of the program is $25 and covers materials, lunch, and craft supplies. Checks can be made payable to UW Extension. RSVP and registration fee is required a week before the program date. The Community Players presentation of Escanaba in the Moonlight hits the stage this weekend at the Richland Center City Auditorium. Escanaba in the Moonlight is a play by Jeff Daniels of Dumb and Dumber fame. This play brings the quirky world of Michigan's Upper Peninsula to the stage. The story is told by the family patriarch, Albert Sody. It's the night before deer season, and he and his sons gather to do the things they and thousands of other hunters do every year before the hunt. Drink beer, eat their favorite foods, play euchre, and brag about who shot the biggest buck last year. But son Reuben has a problem. He's never bagged a buck, and if he doesn't this year, he'll go down in camp history as the oldest Sody to never get one. His efforts to change his luck lead to one hilarious situation after the other. Performances of Escanaba in the Moonlight will be held Friday and Saturday night at 7 and Sunday afternoon at 2 at the Richland Center City Auditorium. Tickets priced at $10 will be sold at the door. The endless opportunities for seasonal recreation are evident as we travel along Wisconsin's roads and see trailers hauling snowmobiles, ice shacks, boats, campers, and much more. To keep our roads safe, always double-check that cargo and trailers are secure and that nothing can escape or become a hazard to yourself or others. Superintendent Tim Carnahan said, "Drivers are responsible for making sure everything is secure and in good working condition. This is especially important as more boats and trailers come out of storage in the spring. An extra safety check could prevent a serious crash." Debris on highways and unsecured cargo cause nearly 1,000 crashes every year in Wisconsin. These crashes and the injuries that result from the incidents are preventable. Failure to properly secure a trailer or a load of cargo can result in a $200 citation in Wisconsin. That penalty can increase if someone is hurt. Wisconsin State Patrol's March Law of the Month gives drivers simple but essential steps to properly secure trailers and loads before hitting the road. When hauling a boat, camper, or trailer, the driver is responsible for ensuring it is in good mechanical condition and is safely attached to the vehicle. Before getting on the road, make sure trailer tires, axles, and lights are in proper working condition. The ball and hitch coupling assembly are the same size and latched securely. Two safety chains of proper length and strength are attached between the vehicle and the trailer with enough slack to allow proper turning and crisscross the safety chains. It creates a cradle that can catch the tongue of the trailer should an unexpected disconnection occur. Make sure that any items loaded into the trailer or truck bed are properly secured. Items such as coolers, chairs, lumber, or fishing equipment that bounce out of trailers or truck beds can damage other vehicles or result in serious crashes when drivers swerve to avoid debris. To secure the load in your vehicle or trailer, tie it down with rope, netting, or straps. Tie large objects directly to your vehicle or trailer. Cover the entire load with a sturdy tarp or netting. Don't overload the vehicle or trailer, and always double-check to make sure the load is secure.
Big changes are coming. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet is moving to Main Street, and that means big savings for you. March 10th through 15th, take 10% off everything in our Church Street location. Sofas, recliners, dining sets, mattresses, everything must go before we move. Don't miss out on these savings. Visit A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet on Church Street while you still can. But hurry, this deal ends March 15th. Main Street, here we come. All sales are final. No refunds or returns.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Larry Logan Winger, 74, of Richland Center, died Thursday. Funeral services will be held Thursday at noon at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Burial with military graveside rites will be conducted by the local Military Memorial Honors Unit in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Thursday from 10 until the time of service at noon. Larry Logan Winger, 74, of Richland Center. Mary Margaret McMillan, 82, of Reedsburg, died unexpectedly February 18th at home. A memorial service will be held at noon Saturday at St. John Lutheran Church in Reedsburg. Burial will take place at a later date in Resting Green Cemetery, Ironton. Friends may call at the church Saturday from 10 until the time of service at noon. Memorials may be made to St. John Lutheran Church. The Farber Funeral Home in Reedsburg is assisting the family with arrangements for Mary Margaret McMillan, 82, of Reedsburg. Charles E. Chuck Lewis, 70, of Boscobel, died Saturday. A funeral service will be held at 11 o'clock Saturday, March 22nd, at the Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel. Burial will be at the Homer Cemetery in Hickory Grove. Friends may call at the Kendall Funeral Home Saturday, March 22nd, from 9 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, a memorial fund will be established. Charles E. Chuck Lewis, 70, of Boscobel.
Race fans, get ready.
The Hub City Spring Opener is bringing 2 days of nonstop action to the Richland County Fairground.
Richland County Fairground.
Friday, May 9th. Saturday, May 10th.
Friday night, the Test and Tune Truck and Tractor Pool kicks off at 6 p.m., the earliest pull of the season. No paybacks, just pure power.
Saturday,
it's racing for everyone.
ATVs, dirt bikes, trucks, UTVs, if it rolls, it races.
Plus, the Spring Opener Show and Shine Truck Show featuring a girls-only showdown. Racing, pulling, food and drinks. One epic weekend. Don't miss it. Check out HubCityDirtDrags.com for more information.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at RichlandCountyBank.com.
Good evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. What a bright and beautiful day we had today, with high temperatures hitting them right now at about the upper 50s. We've got calm, light winds, and they stay that way tonight too as we fall cool and stay clear. Lows will bottom out near 30 degrees, below freezing, so a little bit of a crisp start to the morning tomorrow. But it'll be beautiful again, with a ton of sunshine and warmer weather. Yep, we pop about 10 degrees warmer to the upper 60s. Winds will become a bit breezy out of the south, and then they start to whip for Friday. I'm talking about gusts from about 30 to 40 miles per hour, pulling out of the southeast, warming us up as the storm system builds and moves on in. So what Friday is really going to be feeling like is a bit dreary. In fact, it'll become mostly cloudy with spotty sprinkles possible midday, and then showers and thunderstorms at night. Oh, and I forgot to mention, it's going to be highs in the mid-70s, and muggy. Yep, a little bit of that humidity is going to be leaking in, which is, of course, creating some instability and fuel for these thunderstorms. They look to move in after 9 o'clock, probably around more midnight-ish. And the worst will be right away. Right now, it looks like damaging wind gusts are definitely possible, and a few small tornadoes could spin up along that line. They should be brief and they should be weak, but we're not used to that season, are we? So make sure you have a plan in place now and know where you're going to take shelter in case something bad does happen. Otherwise, Saturday, it'll be overcast and windy, with occasional light rain. High temperatures will hit the mid-50s, and by night, we fall below freezing, so some of that rain turns to spotty snow. We're not looking at any accumulations and clouds clear by Sunday, but it'll be blustery and much cooler, with highs in the mid to upper 30s. Don't worry, it's only for one day. We do warm things up on Monday. It'll be partly sunny, calm, with highs in the mid-50s. And for Tuesday, that spring-like warmth is right back here. With a ton of sunshine, highs are in the low 60s. Not to mention, we do have another storm system moving in middle of next week. That one looks to be a doozy. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO.
Some banks today are a whole lot more interested in the interest you pay them than the interest they take in you. Richland County Bank, your local hometown bank, appreciates the chance to have you as a customer. But that's just the beginning. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's a part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service. The key to good customer service is building good relationships with your customers. Richland County Bank has been building good relationships since 1881, working with multiple generations of farm families and business owners. Everyone at the bank is a part of a team that's committed to creating a positive, helpful, and friendly environment, whether it's a child making a first deposit in a savings account, a couple buying a first home, or financing for a new business. If you're interested in a bank that's interested in you, Richland County Bank is the right choice. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
It's a sunny 57 degrees, slightly down from our high today of 59. Yesterday, we had a high of 52 and no precipitation. Our morning low, 23. A record high for this day, 74, set back in 1990, while a record low of 7 below was set in 1948. Last year on this day, our high was 71 and our low, 40. Sunset today will be at 7:04, sunrise tomorrow at 7:18. No precipitation today. The barometer still falling. It's at 29.94, and west winds are 2 to 5. Again, it's 57 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO's evening sports today, sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates. Well, the Packers will be receiving compensatory pick for the seventh round in the 2025 NFL draft. That means the team will have 8 picks when the draft is held in Green Bay next month. The Packers are receiving the pick because offensive tackle Yosh Nijman was lost in free agency last year. The compensatory system was started back in 1994, and only 2 teams, the Ravens and Cowboys, have received more extra picks than the 53 awarded to Green Bay. 10 Milwaukee Brewer games will be available through the over-the-air television this summer. The team announced a partnership with Good Karma Brands on Tuesday. That means fans can watch their team without paying for cable or streaming services. Additionally, 3 spring training games will also be offered. The first regular season game to be broadcast this way will be Monday, March 31st at 1, with the game against the Kansas City Royals.
Someone once said, "Don't knock the weather." 9/10 of people couldn't start a conversation if it didn't change once in a while. Spring is a time of change. Farmers in the field, gardens planted, home projects started. Have your insurance needs also changed? The Schwartz Insurance promise of the very best service for your insurance needs has not changed. Schwartz Insurance and Wilson Mutual want you to be sure you have the best protection available. Please visit 152 North Main or call 647-8891 for a no-obligation review.
The Minnesota Vikings have made another major move on their interior defense redesign by agreeing to terms on a contract with 2-time Pro Bowl defensive lineman Javon Hargrave. He'll get a 2-year, $30 million deal with $19 million guaranteed, according to his agent. Hargrave was released by the San Francisco 49ers. He played in only 3 games in 2024 before suffering a torn triceps. The 6'2", 305-pound Hargrave was drafted by Pittsburgh Steelers in 2016 and blossomed into one of the NFL's best interior pass rushers. He had a career-high 11 sacks in 2022 for the NFC champion Philadelphia Eagles. Safety DeMar Hamlin is returning to Buffalo, and the Bills also continued restocking their defensive front by agreeing to sign tackle Larry Ogunbogi. The Bills announced reaching an agreement to sign Hamlin to a 1-year contract. As for the Buffalo Bills, Hamlin will be returning to them after starting 14 games last season and continuing a remarkable comeback for a player who had a near-death experience 2 years ago. And Robert Morris coach Andrew Toole stood next to the staging area near midcourt Tuesday night, the confetti strewn around him as the jubilant Colonials players danced, mingled with fans, and climbed ladders to cut down the nets. It was a moment of pure joy for the school located in suburban Pittsburgh, but for Toole, winning his first Horizon League tournament title was bittersweet because it also rekindled the bitter memories from the last time his team earned an NCAA tournament bid 2 days before the tournament was canceled back on March 12th of 2020 because of the coronavirus pandemic. For WRCO Sports, I'm Bo Henricks.
Calling all farmers and gardeners. Mark your calendars for this Saturday, March 15th, as Project Seed Day returns to Richland Center. An initiative of the Rural Life Committee of the Diocese of La Crosse, Project Seed aims to support farm families with quality, responsibly priced seeds. From forage seed and conventional seed corn to Roundup Ready seed and Commander alfalfa, there's something for everyone. The event will be held at St. Mary's Church and School from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. Don't miss the opportunity to stock up on seeds and connect with fellow farmers. For more information, contact Dick Hauser at 585-4808 or Steve Moore at 608-780-5460. Project Seed Day, supporting our community, one seed at a time.
Opioid manufacturer Purdue Pharma's Political Action Committee donated to just one Wisconsin candidate in 2016. That candidate was extreme politician Judge Brad Schimmel. The company also gave money to a national Republican group whose PAC spent nearly $3 million on Schimmel's 2018 election. From the year 2000 to 2017, Wisconsin had over 7,500 opioid-related deaths. Democratic and Republican attorneys general from other states and 71 out of 72 counties filed lawsuits against Purdue Pharma. But Brad Schimmel refused to join them. Thousands of Wisconsinites died. Wisconsin people should always take priority over profits. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to look out for Wisconsinites, not out-of-state drug companies. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
This farm news and market update on WRCO is sponsored in part by McFarland's of Sauk City, taking care of the biggest farm equipment to your home, garden, tractor. McFarland's, where service is a family tradition.
Soybeans and corn were lower Wednesday. Cattle finished higher and hogs closed mixed. I'm John Perkins with the Brownfield Market Update. Stein invented short stature corn, then they perfected it. For unique hybrids derived from the most superior corn breeding program, choose MX Series corn by Stein. Soybeans were lower on fund and technical selling. Brazil's soybean harvest has passed the 60% complete mark, and early activity is ongoing in Argentina. Domestic demand solid, but export demand's limited by trade tensions and Brazil's price advantage. May beans were down 10 and 3 quarters at $10.50 a penny. July was a dime lower at $10.15.5. May soybean meal was 160 lower at $300.20. May bean oil was down 25 at $41.68. Corn was lower, monitoring development weather in Argentina and the second crop planting pace in Brazil. CONAB's updated outlook for Brazil's crops is on Thursday. Stateside, the trade's keeping an eye on conditions ahead of planting. May was down 9.5 at 460 and 3 quarters, and July corn was down 9.5 at 467 and a half. Chicago and Minneapolis wheat were down. Kansas City was up modestly. Statistics Canada's all wheat planted area estimate was larger than expected, with spring wheat acres up on the year. U.S. winter wheat conditions are mixed. The southern plains expected to be mostly windy and dry until later in the month. May Chicago was down 2.75 at 554. May Kansas City was up 1 at 573. May Minneapolis wheat was down 2.75 at 594.5. Live and feeder cattle were sharply higher, had a widespread direct business. Megan Grebner has more on that in a moment. April live is up $1.85 at $201.40, and June was $1.62 higher at $197.87. April feeders are up $3.02 at $2.87 with the slower moving corn. May feeders were $2.92 higher at $2.81.87. And hogs were mixed on spread trade and questions about demand. April lean was down 5 at $86.50. The May contract was up 25 at $90.45. Megan Grebner has your full look at the cash livestock markets after this.
Day one, diagnosis day. The hardest day. The day you hear,
I'm sorry, this is a type of blood cancer.
Cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
We are here for you. We exist for everyone fighting leukemia, lymphoma, myeloma, and other types of blood cancer.
On day 185, LLS helped me file my insurance claims properly.
Day 5,840 and counting, and I'm still in remission.
To learn more and get help on day 1, day 2, day 983, or any day, please visit LLS.org or call 1-800-955-4572. That's LLS.org, 1-800-955-4572.
Cash cattle trade was quiet again Wednesday. The lone bid to have surfaced was in Kansas at $200 live. The rest of cattle country was quiet. Asking prices were around $202 plus live in the south, but weren't established in the north. Boxed beef closed mixed with light to moderate demand for solid offerings. Choice down a dime at $321.10. Select was 67 cents higher at $307.53. Estimated cattle slaughter was 123,000 head, up 3,000 on the week and up about 7,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed higher with a large negotiated run. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct up 66 cents with a weighted average of 91.64. The Iowa Minnesota was 91 cents higher with a weighted average of 91.89. And the Western Corn Belt up 90 cents with a weighted average of 91.88. Pork values closed lower, down $3 at $94.58. Bellies dropped more than $13. And estimated hog slaughter was 489,000 head, up 123,000 on the week and up about 5,000 on the year. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aiders and Plane. Are you a YouTuber? I'm amazed at the great videos you can find to help with your repairs. Virtually anything in your house. Step-by-step instructions with demonstrations for everything from fixing your dishwasher to painting your kitchen cabinets. All you need are the right parts and tools, and that's where Aiders comes in. Don't be intimidated by that leaky faucet. Our crew can help you become a home improvement hero. We stock thousands of tools and repair items, and if we don't have it on our shelves, we can order it for you. We do it all the time. We make special orders easy. So bring us your home problems, your end table that needs to be refinished, your peeling wallpaper, and your dog with fleas. Well, actually, don't bring in your dog with fleas. We'll just help you get the right product. Be a home improvement hero with the help of Aiders.
I'm Brent Barnett on Brownfield. A global strategist for grain says the threats of tariffs can have long-term impacts on expanding trade opportunities. Stephen Nicholson with Rabo AgriFinance says there's a fine line to walk when it comes to negotiations.
If you put tariffs on someone, someone's going to go, you're not really serious about wanting to access because you just cut us off from your market.
More news coming up next on Brownfield.
Bex recognizes this week's player with hearts, Bryn Meyer from Barneveld High School, for her commitment and passion on the field and within the farming community.
Bryn is active in high school sports on the basketball and track and field teams and really enjoys trap shooting.
It's not like your typical sport that you normally think of when you think of sports, and just the fact that like anybody can be good at it just with a lot of practice.
She's involved in 4-H and helps coach at weekly youth basketball camps. Bryn's a member of the Wisconsin Show Pig Association and spends a lot of time preparing to show her animals.
Very important to me because it's just been a huge part of my life. The main things that I take away from it are the lessons that it taught me, like hard work, dedication.
Bryn plans to go to college and will participate in track and field. She wants to be a veterinarian, something that has interested her since she was young.
I feel like it's probably just something that I've came up with, seeing the vets work on our animals. That's probably what influenced me the most.
At Bex, we are and will remain farmers at heart.
Field agronomist in eastern Missouri says farmers should be monitoring soybeans for red crown rot, a new soil-borne fungal disease in the state.
About the time you're spraying fungicide is probably when you're going to start to see it show up in the field.
Scott Gard with Pioneer says the disease that causes reduced yields and premature plant death was confirmed in two northeast Missouri counties last year. The CEO of Growth Energy says there's been some positive signals in Congress for a federal E15 solution. Emily Score tells Brownfield,
they've reintroduced our bill that would allow us to fix the law once and for all. And importantly, this president on day one included in his executive orders a commitment to E15 and the ability for us to sell it in the summer.
The U.S. ethanol supply remains near multi-year highs. Domestic stocks of 27.4 million barrels were up 87,000 on the week. More news at brownfieldagnews.com. I'm Brent Barnett, Brownfield.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
The spring crop insurance application deadline for multi-peril crop insurance is March 15th. If you want to discuss options, call Dylan Lewis at Richards Insurance Agency at 608-585-2137. Don't miss out on revenue protection with partially subsidized crop insurance coverage, serviced by Richards Insurance. Visit richardsinsure.com.
Cattlemen, get ready for the 7th Annual Red Fest, Sunday, March 23rd, 1 p.m. at Bloomington Livestock Exchange. This year's sale features 48 registered Red Angus bulls and over 150 commercial Red Angus females, perfect for elevating your herd with the right genetics. Come early to view the cattle and don't miss lunch before the sale. Visit redfestsale.com today for more details and to view the sale catalog. Upgrade your herd on the 23rd. We'll see you at Red Fest.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. SO4 pelletized gypsum is the superior sulfur source that delivers the right amount of sulfur, perfectly matching plant needs for yield maximizing plant growth. SO4 consistently performs in trials, providing up to a 13 bushel increase on corn. Ask your agronomist about applying SO4 pelletized gypsum and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
The importance of pre-emergence residual herbicides. I'm Erin Anderson, and this is Managing for Profit, a content partnership with Channel Seed on Brownfield. In this episode of Managing for Profit, Zach Swanson, Channel Technical Agronomist from Illinois, discusses the importance of early weed control and how these strategies can help mitigate herbicide resistance to ensure long-term weed management success. We'll find out more on Brownfield right after this.
Challenge. It's not something you shy from. It's a chance to up your game. Every day brings a new challenge, but with the enhanced Channel Seed brand on your side, you can rise to it. With our top-performing seed, innovative digital tools, and expanded agronomic support, you can turn tomorrow's challenges into your next advantage. Your enhanced Channel Seed brand. Let's rise to the challenge. Learn more at channel.com/rise. Read and follow pesticide label directions, IRM, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices. This is the sound of corn pests wreaking havoc on your crops. This is the sound of a channel field protected by Bayer's trait technology. With the RNAi technology of SmartStax Pro, the all-in corn rootworm fighter, and VT4 Pro, Bayer's widest spectrum of defense, you can stay one step ahead of ever-changing pest pressure. Find the right corn trait for your fields at channel.com/corn traits. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Get ready for planting season. Effective weed management is a top priority to ensure strong yields. In this episode of Managing for Profit, Channel Technical Agronomist from Illinois, Zach Swanson, discusses the role of early season weed control and the benefits of pre-emergence herbicide programs.
As we think about competition from early season weeds, obviously they're competing for things like sunlight, water, nutrients, and controlling weeds early helps for season-long weed management. Soybeans are especially sensitive early season. And when we think about that critical weed reduction period for soybeans during that first to third trifoliate leaf stage, and pre-emergence programs can help maintain that.
He says residual herbicides differ from other types of weed control.
When we look at residual herbicides, the most residual herbicides remain active in the soil after we apply them for several weeks, providing extended weed control. This is going to reduce our pressure on our post-emergence herbicides and also build a foundation for an integrated season-long weed management program.
Swanson says using a pre-emergence residual herbicide can help address herbicide resistance.
One of our best options is to not allow our weeds to emerge. Incorporate multiple modes of action into our tank mix, and then providing overlapping residuals. So as I think of our pre-emergence herbicides, we put residuals in that pre-emergent mix, and then as we make our post-application, after our crop has emerged, also putting in an overlapping residual. starting with a clean field is critical for success throughout the growing season. Also understand different herbicide modes of actions and incorporate multiple if we can. Two modes of actions are good. Three is going to be the best and what I would recommend. But then last but not least, we need to know our weeds as well. So properly identifying those weeds in the field, understanding what our pressures are and which weeds we need to control throughout the growing season. Specifically for products that I would recommend, starting with corn, from the Bayer portfolio standpoint, I really like Trivolt. We have three modes of actions within that product, including a group 2, a group 27, and a group 15. Also, we have products like Corvus and our Harness brand herbicides that we can use. On the soybean side of things, we also have our Warrant brand of products. Herbicide recommendations are heavily dependent on your region and also your unique field conditions.
Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices. I'm Erin Anderson, and this is Managing for Profit, a content partnership with Channel Seed on Brownfield.
Archie Lumber isn't just your building supply superstore. They offer a number of construction services for every type of job. Their drafting team can provide you with a set of house plans that includes front, back, left, and right views, as well as floor, foundation, and wall section detail plans. When you purchase your materials from Archie Lumber, you're eligible to receive these plans at a discount. When you're ready to build an addition or a new home altogether, call Archie Lumber at 608-985-7207.
19 minutes away from 6 o'clock as you're tuned in to Country and Community. Letting you know, just getting underway a few minutes ago, St. John's Women of the ELCA Spaghetti Supper, that's going on until 6:45 at St. John's Lutheran Church in Richland Center. Tomorrow, the monthly board meeting of the Family Thrift Shop will be held at Park Street Christian Church, getting underway at 1 p.m. Here's the Jane Deere Girls with Merry Go Round.
Make your merry go round.
Can't blame a Bud Light for the things I do. I can't blame whiskey and I can't blame you. And I can't blame Waylon and his outlaw songs. It's my own damn fault, I sing along. But I ain't blaming no one but me. Country song, crying in the rain when I'm gone. Even though mama tried, still can't seem to walk the line. Pointing fingers, you can point them at me. It's my fault, far as I can see. Can't blame my Bud Light for the things I do. I can't blame whiskey and I can't blame you. I can't blame Waylon and his outlaw. Daisies full of bullet holes. If you're pointing fingers, you can point them at me. It's my fault, as far as I can see. Can't blame a Bud Light for the things I do. I can't blame whiskey and I can't blame you. I can't blame Waylon and his outlaw songs. It's my own damn fault, I sing along.
Megan Patrick Golden Child. The Richland Junior Bowlers are getting set to host a pizza buffet this Thursday that'll run from 4:30 to 7:30 at the Phoenix Center, and proceeds will benefit the Junior Bowlers Scholarship Funds.
With planting season just around the corner, now's the time to check fuel off your list. Meyer Oil and LP of Reedsburg offers flexible delivery schedules and competitive pricing on diesel fuel, gasoline, and bulk lubes. Keep your operation running smoothly with reliable service from a name you can trust. Call Meyer Oil and LP today at 608-524-3914 and fuel up for a successful season.
Today's small business owners know just how much hard work is involved in starting and growing a business. But the challenges involved are not foreign to you. You're all in. Still, it doesn't hurt to have some good neighborly help. Like yourself, State Farm agents are also small business owners. This enables them to help you choose the right insurance coverage to fit your small business needs. So why not insure your small business with a fellow small business owner who also happens to be a good neighbor? Call, text, or stop by Julie Karen State Farm in downtown Richland Center. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Cornerstone Service is proud to be a gold certified Napa Auto Care Center, providing consistency, excellence, and value. Nationwide, there are 18,000 Napa Auto Care Centers, with only a small portion that meets the rigorous gold level criteria. This guarantees the team at Cornerstone offers a premier auto repair experience with two ASC certified master technicians and a limited 36,000 mile, 36 month piece of my warranty on parts and labor. Drive with confidence. Choose Cornerstone Service, Richland Center.
Andy from Equity Livestock. Tomorrow's our feeder sale. We got some cattle here consigned. If you have any questions or consignments, feel free to go barn at 647-6151 or Andy at 434-4023. And don't forget, we are open from 4 to 6 tonight for your convenience and open back up at 7 a.m. And hope to see you at the sale.
Looking for a job that's as unique as the House on the Rock? The attraction opens March 13th, and they need great people to help make unforgettable memories. Whether you're looking for full-time, part-time, or seasonal work, they have opportunities for students, retirees, and everyone in between. Enjoy daytime hours and a fun, exciting workplace. Call 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or visit houseontherock.com for details. Join the team and be part of something extraordinary.
Pappas Trading Post and Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for the season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday 9 to 5.
Got the sun setting down on the grass in the yard. Got my head on your shoulder and my hand on your heart. Watching a bed for babies, laughing and picking daisies, catching fireflies in a jar. Quiet.
song's been a little bit rough. Ain't trying to bottle bill, kill the buzz, cause God loves country music.
About whiskey. Well, the news is sponsored by the Homesteader Store, carrying tractors, chainsaws, snowblowers, and utility vehicles to simplify tough tasks, with two locations for your convenience. And by Whitaker's Market, the destination grocery for bargain hunters, Hillsboro. This is WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center at 6 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The deadline for government funding to run out is this Friday. Today, Senate Democrats say they won't support the House-passed bill to extend funding. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says the Republican bill is not a clean funding measure and it does not protect jobs or key programs like Medicaid.
Funding the government should be a bipartisan effort, but Republicans chose a partisan path, drafting their continuing resolution without any input